Now, the United Nations Security Council has voiced concern over Myanmar's deadly crackdown against the Rohingya Muslims, calling for an end to the excessive use of militant Rakhine State. Take a listen.
The Security Council further expressed its grave concern over reports of human rights violations and abuses in Rakhine State, including by the Myanmar security forces, in particular against persons belonging to the Rohingya community. The Security Council calls upon the government of Myanmar to ensure no further excessive use of military force in Rakhine State, to restore civilian administration and apply the rule of law, and to take immediate steps in accordance with their obligations and commitments to respect human rights.
The UN Security Council also raised the alarm about increasing the number of refugees, rather, and internally displaced people in Myanmar, warning about its destabilizing impact on the region. Now, it called for a transparent investigation into the human rights violations in Rakhine, urging the Myanmarese government's cooperation. The French ambassador to the UN hailed the condemnatory statement on Myanmar and described the crackdown on Rohingya Muslims as ethnic cleansing.
Through this presidential statement, the Security Council expresses a strong and unanimous message to end the ethnic cleansing that is taking place before our eyes in Myanmar and recreate a political momentum in this country. This is an important and needed step forward to solve one of the worst humanitarian crises of our time.
Myanmar's envoy to the UN has criticized the condemnatory statement, saying it is singling out a member state based on, quote, accusations and falsely claimed evidence. The statement, which is not legally binding, requests the UN chief to report back within 1 month on the situation in Rakhine. Earlier on Monday, the UK put forward a condemnatory draft resolution against Myanmar's violence, while other council members, including the US and France, backed the proposal. China, which is an ally of Myanmar, once again opposed it. Since late August, over 600,000 Rohingya have been forced to flee Myanmar's atrocities and sought refuge in neighboring Bangladesh. Joining us now to discuss this further via Skype is Myra Dagepal, coordinator with the U.S. Campaign for Burma. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, as you just mentioned, Myanmar's envoy to the U.N. has said that this statement is based on accusations and falsely claimed evidence. What do you say to that?
Firstly, thank you for having me. Well, of course, the Burmese government will always say that. But we all know it is not a false accusation. It is the fact that people are killed, people are cast out from their own place. So this is not accusation, but this is the fact.
Right, but don't you think it's a problem that the Myanmarese officials are not even willing to recognize that there is a problem in Rakhine State?
Exactly. That is a big problem, and that has been the problem for so long that Burma has never acknowledged the fact that they have persecuted the people of their own. And for as long as they don't accept the fact that these are their people and they persecute their people, we will not get anywhere. And therefore, the international community cannot just sit and watch. Instead, they have to impose, they have to push, and they have to establish whatever resolutions that they are putting in place. And the UN seemed to be so happy in the past couple of years, they even wanted to take out the Burma-specific resolution, which we, the activists, were saying, you should not do it yet. It is not the time yet. And including the special reporter for Burma human rights situation, they also wanted to take away his or her role. We are not ready for that yet. Burma is not ready, and UN should not do that if they really wanted to save lives.
Right, so you're saying that the UN and the international community has not done enough to stop the persecution of the Rohingya in Myanmar?
No, they haven't. They just talk. Everyone can talk, but as long as we don't put anything into action, that action is not going to happen by itself. Considering Burma conflict that has been going on for decades. I've lived through that. And it's not over yet, and it's not going to be over unless we really do something about it. And the international community has the power. They should do it.
All right. On that note, we're going to have to leave it there. That's Myra Dagipov, a coordinator of the U.S. campaign for Burma, joining us via Skype from Washington, D.C. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, ma'am.